Okay, welcome back. Now we're going to just jump into our Monkfish Skate report. As always, this year, everything's been combined, and I think we're going to have another tag team action here again today between Dr. Feeney and Miss Couture as they go through the monks and skates. I believe when we do the motions after, though, we will actually separate them out. So whenever you two are ready.
Thank you. So today we're going to walk through the whole presentation first and then go through, as Mr. Salerno said, we're going to walk through the presentation first and then take motions. But worth noting at the start of the presentation that final action is scheduled today for both Monkfish and Skates. So I'll start with Monkfish Framework 17. So on the docket is setting specifications for fishing years 2026 to 2030. We have the scope of the action includes overfishing limits for both management areas, acceptable biological catches for both management areas, along with total allowable landings, effort controls, and then a change in the accountability measure trigger authority. So I'm not going to present the full Science Center data update, but it is in today's meeting materials if you're interested. I'm just going to walk through a couple of the figures. So first is the northern management area. On the screen shows discards relative to commercial landings for the northern area. As you can see, the proportion of discards and landings is pretty similar over the recent few years. And then this shows the southern area, which is quite a bit different. You can see discards is largely consistent the past few years and a decrease in landings over time. This shows the trawl survey indices. The northern area is to the left. The southern area is to the right. I just highlighted or circled the most recent handful of calendar years to show the changes over time. And you can see the missing survey indices or missing surveys in 2020 and 2023. And on the screen shows the proposed action based on the SSC recommendations that you just heard. So for the northern area for fishing years 2026 to 2030, we're looking at status quo. You can see we have to reduce the ABC by the estimated discards, and you can see the estimated discards are pretty similar as what's currently in place, so only about a 3% difference in total allowable landings from status quo. That's for the northern area. And then moving on to the southern area, this is where you see the split in SSC recommendations. So for fishing years 2026 to 2028, we have status quo. And the difference, because landings are, or estimated discards are pretty similar to what's in place now, the difference in TAL is almost essentially 0%. There is a reduction, however, for fishing years 2029 and 2030, as was discussed this morning. So accounting for the reduced ABC for those last 2 years, there is a 58% reduction in the total allowable landings for fishing years 29 and 30. And I mentioned earlier that Framework 17 also includes a change in the accountability measure trigger authority. So right now, the councils are, the authority is given to the councils to make any trigger authority or to mention this to the agency based on year-end catch accounting. And right now, the Framework 17 includes administrative burden falling to the agency. It's worth noting that the accountability measure for how and when it's triggered would not change. I just wanted to bring the ACL accounting for fishing year 2024 forward. So you may have noticed a council letter from the agency denoting an overage for the northern area, but based on a new data pull and additional data and data corrections, we actually don't have an overage for the northern area anymore. It's just below 100%, and the southern area is about 40%. And in terms of monkfish fishery performance, I included the SSC recommendations for 2026 to 2030 on the On both of the figures, the northern areas to the left, southern to the right, and you can see pretty high utilization for the northern area over time. Southern area, you do see the difference in catch relative to ACL, and you do see that reduction in the SSE recommendation for 29 and 30 fishing years. The PDT made several recommendations, agreed that overfishing limits should remain unknown for both management areas, agreed with the SSE recommendations for ABCs, and based on those ABC recommendations, PDT didn't really think that any changes in effort controls were warranted, even in those last two fishing years, given recent catch is pretty similar to the total allowable landings that would be in place for fishing years 29 and 30. There's been a lot of coordination between Monkfish and Skates this year, as you've seen, and the PET really wanted to make any changes in effort controls more stepwise. So we had heard that Skates are limiting or constraining Monkfish catch, so the idea is to potentially increase skate possession limits and see if that helps allow for more landings for Monkfish before making any changes to Monkfish effort controls. In terms of impacts, so for target species Monkfish, impacts are uncertain to slight positive, stock status is unknown, and if you remember through Framework 13, there was a large reduction in the ABC, so it's unlikely that overfishing is occurring. There is also that more precautionary approach in fishing years 29 and 30 due to the lower survey indices and recent catch being similar to the lower TALs. And it's expected that landings would be kept within the total allowable landings. For non-target species, this is namely skates and spiny dogfish. Effort is really largely controlled in these other fishery management plans. For protected species, really depends on the particular species, so ranges from slight negative to moderate positive, physical environment and essential fish habitat. Any adverse effect on essential fish habitat is largely due to trawls in the northern area, and it's expected that fishing effort is not going to substantially change. Human communities, unlikely to constrain fishing effort, so really preventing any economic disruption would be the expectation. So slight positive to positive. And I'll hand it over to Rachel for skates.
Thank you. I'll run through some similar slides for setting skate specifications for fishing years 2026 to 2030. So here is our flow chart and the scope of this action. We're preparing a supplemental information report for this action. We're setting the ABCs down to the wing and bait total allowable landings. So we take a 10% deduction for uncertainty to get the annual catch target. And then we deduct expected dead discards, state landings, and recreational catch to get the federal total allowable landings. 33.5% of that goes to the bait TAL, and then 66.5% goes to the wing TAL. So setting that flow chart through this action, and other specifications allowable action would be wing and bait seasonal possession limits, as well as setting the trigger level for reducing in-season possession limits to incidental levels. We have some committee recommendations on the possession limit changing, but not on that trigger. So anyway, so getting to this is a year-end catch accounting looking back 5 years. You can see we have a mix of commercial landings as well as discards making up the bulk of our catch. Catch has been well below the annual catch limit. Catch has never exceeded ACLs in this fishery. Recreational catch is the top lime green color right at the top of those bars. You can see an increase in 2024 that we didn't really get to the bottom of because the numbers coming out of the Science Center on an annual basis have a much lower number, and that's the basis for setting our state land, a recreational deduction The year on catch accounting from Garfo noted this higher number, and the plan team is still trying to work on reconciling those methods, but I just wanted to point that out. This is the latest in terms of fishery performance, fishing year 2025 on the screen, but I'll just note that in 2020 to 2024, the wing tau 42 to 47% of that tau was landed per year, and the bait tau 45 to 65% landed. So there's definitely space in the fishery to land potentially more. So in bait, so far this year, season one has concluded. That top left figure, and 45% was landed that could be landed in season one. And then season two is short, just August through October. And as of last Friday, just 17% was landed. And then the big figure on the right is wing. Season one has concluded May through August with 76% landed in that first season. And then thinking the whole fishing year now, May through April, 47% has been landed thus far. So in terms of the data update that we received from the center, we received similar information as was presented for monkfish in terms of the catch and the indices, as well as indices at length. This is just the typical seven panel figure that I present to the council with all of the species, their full history of the survey biomass indices from the trawl survey. Overfishing is not occurring on any species, and thorny skate is overfished. So you can see there's a little hard to see, but blue and red horizontal lines on each of these figures, noting the points at which the species would be at the biomass target or down to the biomass threshold. So barn doors at the top, that is above the biomass target in the little green circle there. Winter skate at the very bottom is also above the biomass target, and it's also the highest index in this seven species complex. You can see the note that the axes on the left are all different, and so that index for winter is up around 10 to 15. The other indices are all much lower. The next highest index is the little skate that has the yellow circle there in the middle, and just circled that to note, to point out that that index has been declining recently and is down near the threshold. So from with that data update, typically we get a catch ABC projection from the center, but the plan team was able to take the data that we got, and using our ABC control rule that's established in our FMP, we were able to calculate an ABC to bring to the SSC for review. So our control rule on the books here is that for each species, we take the median long-term of the fishery catch divided by that survey biomass index, and multiply that by the latest three-year average of the survey biomass index to get an ABC for each species, and then we sum those up for an overall complex-wide ABC. So that calculation results in an ABC for fishing year 2026 to 27. These were the recommendations that Dr. McManus just presented, of 41,282. The SSC is recommending a reduction for 2028 to 2030 of 37,154. Both of those are increases over the current numbers that are on the left side of that table. The ABC currently is 32,155. So all of these numbers kind of show how we go through the flowchart With the deductions for discard state landings and wreck catch, getting down to the second highlighted numbers there is the federal total allowable landings. Expected impact of these specifications for the target species skates, slightly positive impact. We're seeing a opportunity to increase ABC based on the updated survey indices and updated information. The decrease in the out years would be a precaution against future potential prevention of overfishing in those out years. Our annual catch target is substantially lower than the ABC to further minimize any risk of overfishing. The non-target species impacts would be slight negative to slight positive, depending on the stock status of those species, and really catch is controlled through other fishery management plans for those species. Similar to monkfish, protected species impacts are slight negative to moderate positive, depending on the status of which species you're talking about and their risk of interacting with gillnet or bottom trawl gear. EFH impacts are slight negative. We have both gillnet fishing as well as bottom trawl in this fishery. Gillnets do not adversely affect EFH. And then finally, human communities, we're expecting slight positive impacts from the opportunity to increase the total allowable landings. This could lead to increases in revenue. Depending on market situations, we're unlikely to trigger in season, or less likely to trigger in season accountability measures, which would help minimize any economic disruptions from doing so. So we've provided a bunch of the plan teams have provided quite a bit of information this past year on the overlaps of these two fisheries and information that would support effort control decisions. And I'll kick it back to Jenny to review some of that.
Thanks. First, I'll start with the Joint Monkfish and Skate Advisory Panel input. We held a meeting last week, so I just want to relay some of their input that they provided on fishery performance. A couple of the skate bait fishermen noted that there hasn't really been any substantial changes to the skate bait landings or the market. One advisor noted that there has been, due to offshore wind, just activity in the region, steam time has increased, while another advisor noted that they didn't really experience any change. For skate wing and monkfish, there was a bit of a discussion on offshore wind and displacement and fishing effort and adverse effects for adult monkfish specifically. There is also note that the winter skate catch had increased in the spring and really filling the nets and inhibiting monkfish catch. And there has been an increase in skate landings more recently. There was a lengthy discussion on skate prices just faltering and softening, and with the increase in landings and really wanting to have more steady prices instead of just increasing landings and dropping the market price. There's interest from some of the skate vessels in the room to be able to declare an overage similar to what's done in the monkfish fishery, so landing multiple possession limits per days at sea, like what's allowed in monkfish, for example. And framework 13 for monkfish made changes to how day at sea allocation is done, and folks in the room seem to like having both the northern and southern day at sea allocation separated. The PDTs, both PDTs have spent several months working through committee tasking provided in the spring, really focused on monkfish day at sea use by permit category and permit type, management area, trip declaration, landings relative to different possession limits, really trying to get a handle on fishery performance and overlap between monkfish and skates. So for monkfish, most of the vessels are underutilizing their monkfish day at sea allocation. There were a few overages that you can see I really recommend, if you're interested in the underlying data and figures, to refer to the joint PET memo. We're just providing some highlights here. A and B permit vessels primarily use more of the monkfish stays at sea in the southern area. There were 211 permits in confirmation of permit history. The northern monkfish landings rely primarily on northeast multi-species sector trips, while the southern area primarily relies on monkfish-only trips. About 45% of monkfish days at sea trips landed less than three quarters of monkfish possession limit. And then more market considerations, primarily relying on foreign markets, especially before COVID. Since then, the supply chains have really been disrupted. There continues to be more of the weak domestic market for monkfish. And you can see changes over time through monkfish landings and prices. There was a peak in the early 2000s that fell in 2007 and then rose again, but has been a steady decline since then. We also wanted to note that there's a NOAA working group working on seafood markets and just trade in general, and there's a dashboard tool that sounds pretty handy that'll be available next year. And on the screen, the committee was interested in better understanding spatial and temporal patterns for species distribution. So we have on the screen different time blocks. So upper left is 2000-2004, goes through 2024. The bottom right figure is just 2024. You can see the more of the hot spots by statistical area kind of changes through time. I did want to note on the left, I included the magnitude of monkfish landings. And you can see the earliest in the time series had the highest monkfish landings at about 30 million pounds. And then it drops down to a little over 16 million pounds in 2020 to 2024 time period. And I'll hand it back to Rachel for skates.
Thank you. So we also provided distribution maps in the memo. Encourage you to take a look there. But we could see in those maps that winter and barn door skates were prevalent across New England and Mid-Atlantic regions in the spring survey, and then concentrated northward in the fall. That's kind of consistent with what we hear from the advisors in terms of those species moving. And we could see in the distribution maps how, like in the survey index, there's been generally increased abundance in those species over time. The patterns for other species were less pronounced and would maybe take more analysis. We looked at skate fishing in the northern monkfish area and found that wing landings were mostly from groundfish sector trips, a minor amount from the monkfish day at sea trips, and those landings have fluctuated over time. The bait fishery is really not involved very much in the northern management area, but most of those trips were taken on the groundfish sector trips, and those landings have been decreasing through time. In the southern monkfish area, wing landings are from a combination of monkfish day at sea as well as groundfish sector trips, and that proportion has been fluctuating over time. We looked at as was tasked, more specifically on the monkfish day at sea trips, and 69% of those landed somewhere between 0 and 75% of their skate possession limit on that trip. 26% landed between 75 and 100%. And 5% landed over 100% of their skate limits. We looked also across the various monkfish permit categories, but didn't see any trends that stuck out by permit category. And then the bait fishery in the southern area is primarily on groundfish sector trips, as well as bait letters of authorization. So really the bait fishery is it's mostly the wing fishery that has overlap with the monkfish fishery. The baits are pretty separate. Additional takeaways on skate. So we were, and the committee was really focused in on this question of whether the skate possession limits, how they were constraining Monkfish landings. So the plan team honed in on the trips that were landing, the Monkfish Day at Sea trips that were landing somewhere between 75 to 100% of their skate wing limits. And found that average Monkfish landings were a bit lower, but there was a lot of variation over the course by year, as well as over the course of the year by month and by permit category. Just 13% was achieved in November for B&D permits, for example, but that then ramped up to over 106% in May for the D permits. Monkfish landings were fairly steady from December to March, increased in April, peaked in May and June, and then kind of lowered back down in November. There were a wide range of in the landings and the standard deviations. There were some very large overages. So there's a lot of kind of variety in the data. So we also noted that the increase in the skate possession limits did not get implemented until July of 2024, partway through fishing year 2024. So we really, in terms of looking at the spring fishery, only have 2025 in which to look at, you know, the question of did they take advantage of these higher skate possession limits. So we found that there was a subset of the Monkfish trips that were not constrained by skate catch, especially in May and June, according to the data. And that is inconsistent with the information that we've been hearing from the advisors about that time period and how skates have been constraining Monkfish. We know, and we caution every time we put out skate and Monkfish data to the committees, that there are data errors in these landings, that we know there are conversion factor issues, so that might be somewhat at play too when we're trying to look at very specific questions with Monkfish and skate data that can be kind of tricky to use sometimes. So we're going to get back into now our transition to recommendations that came out of the advisory and committee meetings from last week.
So the Monkfish AP made several motions. First, I'll start with the Southern Monkfish area. The Monkfish AP recommended status quo, essentially for fishing years 2026 to 2030, and noted that there's a need for a stock assessment and that they preferred 3 years versus 5 year specifications. The rationale mostly related to the data used, the fishing years 29-30 relying based on the iSmooth method from framework 13. Monkfish are the data poor. Specifications should be revisited more frequently, certainly before 5 years. There needs to be more an updated stock assessment, more frequent data updates, and there was a mention on offshore wind specifically for the southern area, and the thought that maybe Monkfish will rebound now that some of the wind farm surveys are complete. And then moving on to the northern area, Monkfish AP only recommended ABCs, status quo ABCs for fishing years 2026 to 2028. And wanted the 3 year specs versus five, and similar rationale as the southern area. And then moving on to effort controls, the Monkfish AP recommended status quo, Monkfish days at sea, and possession limits for the full 5 years. Really concerned about not flooding the market and any price decrease with any increase in effort. And then the Monkfish committee made a few motions. First two failed. First one on the screen, recommending to the council for northern area ABC of status quo recommendations for both northern and southern for fishing years 2026 to 2028. There is a lot of consternation related to setting five-year specifications, especially those last two values in fishing years 29 and 30, especially because of those last 2 years relying on the iSmooth method from Framework 13. So that motion failed 661, and then similarly, this motion also failed 661. This was a motion recommending essentially the SSC recommendations for northern and southern fishery management areas for 2026 to 2030. And then there was one last monkfish-related motion for setting status quo monkfish effort controls, so monkfish days at sea and possession limits for both management areas, and revisiting effort controls in 2027.
Almost done. Okay, moving on to the advisor and committee input regarding skate specifications. The, just put up on the screen the numbers that had come from the SSC recommendations. So the advisors had a healthy discussion about this recommendation, the decrease in the out years, similar concerns about uncertainties and wanting to revisit in the future, ultimately ended up passing a unanimous motion to support the values that the SSC have recommended for all 5 years. They strongly encouraged through this motion a data update in 2027 and a revisit of specifications for 2028 to 2030. Considering how data poor this fishery is operated and managed through the constraints that we have here, they saw and recognized that that ABC increase is driven largely by a single data point in the winter skate index in 2023, uncertainty about that, how that would play out in the out years. And there was also concern about the little skate index nearing the biomass threshold and wanting to revisit in future. So when the committee had a conversation about this, it followed their monkfish discussion, which Jenny just summarized. There was a committee motion to recommend the SSC values for fishing year 2026 and 2027 only. Similarly, that motion failed by the same 661. And I think at that point in the meeting, no other motions were made by the committee. And I think at that point in the meeting, people were just at a point where they wanted to punt until today's conversation, basically, and wanting to hear the outcome of your conversation that you had this morning about the management flexibility action. So we do not have a committee motion to bring to you on skate specifications. Regarding possession limits, so put on the screen the no action possession limits that we have in the fishery. They're currently for the day at sea fishery for wing, 4,000 pounds in season one, 6,000 pounds in season two, wing weight. And then for the bait fishery, 25,000 pounds whole weight across three seasons. We also have possession limits for B days and non days at sea. Those got slight increases in 2 years ago when we went through specifications. So the advisors and committee were consistent in their recommendations for these increases. For the wing day at sea fishery, they are recommending an increase in each season by 500 pounds. So that would bring them up to 4,500 pounds and 6,500 pounds. There was some recognition that we have the total allowable landings substantially going up, but there was strong hesitancy to have more of an increase in the possession limits at this time. given recent concerns about softening of the wing market that Jenny referred to earlier. And for the bait fishery, we haven't had an increase in some time from the 25,000 pounds, but the bait advisors were interested in a 5,000 pound increase, so up to 30,000 pounds. They noted largely that they wanted to help compensate for increased steam time around wind farm areas that was adding about 8 hours of steaming to their fishing trips. Also recommended from both of these groups to revisit possession limits in 2027, consistent with their prior discussion. So we had brought PDT analysis that was available in the supplemental information report. We had projected a potential scenarios of increasing wing landings based on the March discussion we had with the advisors. And so I kind of went back yesterday into that analysis. We were projecting or analyzing increases of 1,000 pounds up to 2,000 or 3,000 pounds, I think. But if you were just to increase 500 pounds, I think that would increase landings by 625,000 pounds a year, but that's a very conservative number. We've seen actual increases more recently that would indicate that that number could go up. In terms of the bait fishery, the PDT didn't really focus on expected increases under bait, just based on prior, the March advisory panel discussion that we had, where advisors were happy with the current 25,000 pounds. But just note that we have under 40 active bait vessels in the fishery and less than 20 that are bait-only vessels. So personally, I'm comfortable with a 5,000-pound increase, given how much room we have within the total allowable landings. That's my personal opinion. So I think the PDT would be comfortable with these potential increases expected to remain within the total allowable landings. So, hot off the press, and just added to these slides yesterday at 4:45 p.m. was the committee, given the concerns about price softenings at the committee meeting last week, I offered to go back to our plan team and see what we could bring to you for economic information, which we had offered in March. And at the time, the committee was really interested in more of the days at sea landings performance that we provided for you earlier. So I'm very thankful that our economist on the plan team, Samantha Werner from the Social Sciences branch, was able to pull together quickly the following information. So I apologize that this is not coming to you with further, more advanced notice. But just to walk through, I have two slides on what she prepared for us for today. So in the top left are the average monthly skate wing prices from 2023 in the red, 2024 in the darker blue, and just the beginning of 2025 in the aqua blue. And I put in the yellow circles of each of these figures the point at which the skate wing possession limits increased, or the first full month that the increase was realized, August 2024. So you can kind of see that point in time in these figures, hopefully. So you can see that in terms of wing prices, the wing prices were higher in all of 2024 relative to 2023. It does seem to have this annual cycle of peaking in May and June, and then again in, you know, the February, March time period. And then in this 2025, similar prices generally to 2024, we did have kind of this dip in June, and perhaps that's what the advisors were reacting to in their sense of when they had their discussion last week. But overall, prices have been strong. Landings over on the top right. So you can see that in general, the landings in 2024 have been higher than in 2023, at least in 8 out of the 12 months. And then in 2025, landings have been higher than 2024. I think you can ignore the August data point there in the Aqua because that was only a partial month of landings. So with that exception, landings have been up. And then you can see revenue at the bottom is tracking a similar trend to the landings. Revenue is up in 2025 over 2020. Revenue has been increasing generally the last couple years. And then the second figure is more on a per trip or per vessel level. So the top left is average monthly skate wing landings per trip. So 23 and 24 have, generally similar, higher performance in 2025 on a per trip basis. And then below that is average monthly skate wing revenue per trip with a similar trend as landings. And then revenue per vessel over on the right, you can see is higher in 2025. So thank you again to our economists for providing that for us today. The committees and advisors also had discussion about 2026 potential council priorities. We won't be presenting the details on those. Those are all being compiled for your discussions in December. But we grouped them into the highest to lowest priorities, especially the committee, and those are available in the meeting summaries that are in your packet today. Jenny had one final slide about this CPUE project.
This summer we held more of a workshop or working style meeting where we heard presentations on catch per unit effort. You may remember this from the Monkfish Research Set Aside working group that was completed, I believe, a couple of years ago now. So during this meeting, we heard a presentation from Dr. Andy Jones from the Cooperative Research Branch. He's been gracious enough to work on this project and provide information on trends in CPUE indices for trawl, gillnet, and scallop dredge gear, and even presented some preliminary ideas for how this type of information could be used to potentially change monkfish day at sea allocation. So he's actively working on the paper right now, and I have a draft sitting in my inbox that I still have to read, so I'm very appreciative of his work. We also received a presentation from Sierra Richardson from SMAST, who presented work on standardized and raw catch rates for the northern trawl fishery and the southern gillnet fishery. That work is expected to be wrapped up this fall with a final workshop with final results presented. I believe they're working on finalizing a date for that workshop. I just wanted to note for everyone, so this work was originally funded or supposed to be funded by the Monkfish Research Set Aside programs through the sale of Monkfish RSA days at sea. However, most of that work ended up being funded directly through the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance. So definitely appreciative of the Alliance for supporting this work. I want to emphasize that this CPUE work cannot be used directly into any future assessment or in management until it is peer reviewed. This was a priority in 2024, and it's being, I guess we're proposing it, and it was included in the Monkfish priority list for 2026 priority. Originally, the work was supposed to be peer reviewed as part of the research track assessment for monkfish, but that's been paused indefinitely. I think with that, we would be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Couture and Dr. Feeney. Questions, monkfish skates, any order, take your pick. Fantastic job. No question. Oh, sorry, Mr. Bentley.
I was trying to let somebody else go first if they wanted, but I'll jump in. If you don't mind, could you go back to slide 20? I realize it's way in the back. And while you're getting there, this is the slide that shows the biomass trends for the seven stocks. Biomass indices for the seven stocks. And you had flagged this in your presentation, so I appreciate that. That little skate there in the middle, third one down in the yellow, is pretty close to the threshold. And, you know, I think one of the benefits to the way we manage skates is as a complex, you calculate the overall sort of biomass trends and you know, individual variability can get masked. Because you're looking at all seven stocks, and that helps, you know, create some stability in the ABCs and the TAUs. But on the flip side, sometimes what's happening with one stock can get masked by what's happening in other stocks. And I think you pointed that out, that winter skates is, you know, biomass is increasing quite substantially, while little skate is not. And so I'm a little concerned that when we're talking about increasing the ABC and TAL by a third, because largely being, as you noted, largely being driven by the improved condition of winter skate, but there's an impact on little skate from doing that, right? And it's because the bait fishery, at least the last time I was involved in this directly, the bait skate fishery is primarily fishing on little skate. And so I'm not sure if the PDT was able to look at any data looking at sort of the catch composition in the bait fishery to see if there's any changes in or trends in the proportion of bait skates landings that are either still little skate or maybe small winter skate. Because I do have some concerns that the improvement in winter skate is leading us to, you know, a 33% increase in the bait skate TAL and a 20% increase in the bait possession limit, which is probably the most tricky to assess, when little skate are in fact not doing great and potentially close to being hitting that overfished threshold. So I think my question is, were you able to look at the catch composition to see if there's any changes in what's coming in as bait skates? And did the PDT consider whether, given the status of little skate, whether those increases in possession limits are wise?
So answering your second question first, you know, these recommendations came from the advisors and then the committee just last week. So the plan team hasn't had a chance to discuss those. We weren't honestly expecting that because of the input we heard in March from the advisors that they were happy with their bait possession limits. So we really focused on more on the wing side of things up until last week. So certainly if the council makes this recommendation for an increase in the bait limits, we will take a look at that more closely before we submit the document and provide what information we can. I would say also on the speciation of catch, we typically rely, we don't use the commercial landings data for the speciation and the catch. We use the speciation in the survey and make an assumption about what's caught in the survey being reflective of what's caught in the fishery because of the known errors in speciation in the fishery data. So, you know, we could look at, we have the data on the dealer data and what species are landed. We could look at that more specifically, but we haven't traditionally used that as a data source for impact analysis.
Ted Platts.
Yeah, to thank you, Mr. Chair. To address Mike's question, I think port sampling would be well worth a look on that. I think, you know, the skates, especially in the old paper vessel trip reports, but there is an unclassified option. And, you know, if you're not fishing winter skate or bait skate, but you're getting skate as a bycatch, that might be the easiest option. And it creates a lot of that confusion. I don't think someone who's in the monkfish or wing fishery is confused about the species. We all know what they are. You see that clear nose come around the table and you signal it to the crew, put the hammers down, get them out. Same with smoothies when they come up. So I think that that's the way you want to get the answer to that question. I have it myself, not based on any particular information, but I'm curious. And the other, if I could just add to your point about the masking of these stocks, the reason I keep saying that we should separate these stocks is because, as you say, you know, the healthy winter skate biomass masks the decline in other stocks. Likewise, the decline in other stocks injures the harvest of the winter skate stock, because they all get, it gets pulled down. And then what really makes that collecting of the data problematic is that they don't all show up in the same range. When you look at the habitat report, I think it's tomorrow, you'll see that their essential fish habitat doesn't even really overlap for smooth and clear nose, thorny and winter skate. There's minimal overlap. And if you look at their total range, the same is true. So when you ask wing fishermen, or you tell them you need to reduce your harvest because the smooth skate biomass is down or the little skate biomass is down, and there is overlap with the little skate, not so much in the fishery, but in the area, you're actually putting an economic cost on fishermen to reduce their effort, which is not going to do anything to help the biomass of a stock that's in a completely different region. And so it's kind of like asking them to do a rain dance. It just, there's no merit to it. Just, you know, it's reducing the winter skate catch doesn't help. And by the same token, as you point out, the winter skate biomass at that peak, it's the highest in the whole series, is masking the decline of other stocks. And so it cuts both ways, but invariably it cuts.
Scott Oshefsky.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. Petney, for sort of highlighting and voicing that concern. I just wanted to note that on the advisory panel, representation from the bait fishery is minimal. It's one harvester, one dealer. So it's unclear if that's reflective of the entire bait fleet. And they were really hesitant, I think, at first to even, I think Rachel had mentioned that there was little interest to do anything with the bait possession limits, and sort of towards the end of the conversation is when it bumped up a little bit with regards to kind of an opportunity there with you know, the fleet having to travel a little bit further and maybe capitalizing on that opportunity to cover those costs. So thank you.
Any other questions, skates or monkfish? Seeing none, I guess we open it up to.
I'll turn it over to the committee chairs.
Oh, okay. I'll get this right. So I'll turn it back over to Matt Gates and Scott Oshefsky as committee chairs, as I should have done in the initial. Matt Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess there's not much point really in going through some of the meetings and stuff that we had, since that's all been sort of covered already. So I think I'll just I'll start off with a motion, I suppose. I think we have one teed up for Monkfish specifications. As you all kind of recall from our presentation, the committee was unable to come to pass a motion on specifications for Monkfish, mostly because of the difference in how the out years were handled the last 2 years in the five-year time frame. There was a difference in philosophy in how to handle the uncertainty associated with such a distant specifications, where they wanted to be precautionary due to the low biomass indices in the southern area, or whether you wanted stability. And given that uncertainty in southern area, I think a lot of folks, though, recognize that the flexibility of having five-year specifications was beneficial, I think. And I think after hearing our discussion this morning on the management flexibility action, maybe that'll help this discussion. But I can make that motion. I'm basically going to bring forward the SSC's recommendation. See if I can read that in. So I move that the council recommends that the OFL for the northern and southern monkfish be unknown. The council recommends a northern monkfish ABC of 6,224 metric tons for 2026 to 2030, and a southern ABC of 5,861 metric tons for FY 2026 to 2028, and 3,766 metric tons for FY 2029 and 2030. This is my motion. This is not obviously the committee motion, since we didn't pass one, so it needs a second.
Is there anyone here to second the motion? Sorry, Scott Olszewski. Rationale, Matt?
Sure. So this was the option that was supported by the PDT and the SSC. Everybody was concerned about setting specifications far out in the future, and they recognize the utility of having something on the book in these less than certain times. And everybody intends, I think, to revisit these specifications in the next couple of years. This is not like a set it and forget it type of situation. Thanks.
Anything to add, Scott?
Nothing.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table. Comments, questions from the council on the motion on the table? Jackie O'Dell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for the motion. We had a really long discussion about this at the committee meeting, and I actually think it's good to have it here. But I wanted to just ask the maker of this motion, you know, one of the recommendations also from the SSC was revisiting the fishing year 2029-2030 advice with a data update to inform ABC's settings in these years for those two out, and that's not considered in this motion. So I'm just curious. I know we all say that in the discussion earlier with the management flexibility, we discussed we'll do it, we'll set it, we'll you know, have it in our council priorities, that we'll recommend a data update and we'll do it, but there's nothing really, you know, we're hoping we'll be able to do it. We hope that we'll be able to go through the council priority setting and make that recommendation. But we also know that every day, every month, every season, every year, we are handed a bunch of very different realities that we're all responding to. So I just was wondering if there would be any consideration of potentially tying what is the recommendation of Monkfish, that there would be a data update to this motion.
Matt?
So what I would say is I do agree with that. And I think I would welcome any friendly amendments that anybody would have to the motion to help move it along.
Dr. O'Keefe.
Thank you. I guess just a point of clarification. Typically, we don't set specifications with contingencies, and so I would suggest possibly the council think about this as a motion and then a follow-on motion if there is a desire to do so.
Follow-up questions? Eric Hansen.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. At the committee level, I supported this motion, but I'm reconsidering right now. I was persuaded that, we will do this. You know, we will revisit it. It's only there for a placeholder. But without anything in writing, I think it might get pushed to the wayside. And I'm not sure I could support this as it is written right now. I think I'm changing my stance.
Thank you for that. Ted Platts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am disinclined to support this as written. And I would, in fact, like to make a motion to substitute. And if I get a second, I'll offer a rationale for that.
Okay.
My motion to substitute would be to just put a period at the end of 2028, period, not delete, and then just delete the rest of the sentence. And my rationale is that based on the information we were given at the committee meeting, and I've had more time to think about this, the third year will roll into the fourth. That's what we're told at the same status quo landing. And so in reality, by only approving 3 years, we are in reality approving 4 years at the 26 to 28 level. So what we do, if we approve it as it's written, as Mr. Gates's motion, we get 5 years. And in year four, the industry takes a beating on landing. If we only approve 3 years, we actually get 4 years before the industry will pay a price for the out years and that low estimate. So the reality is by approving only 3 years, we get more time, more flexibility before we have to deal with a significant reduction coming from the SSC numbers. And so for that reason, and for the reason of increasing flexibility before imposing real cost on industry, approving a three-year specs package actually gives us more flexibility than a five-year specs package because of the fourth-year rollover.
Can I cut you off there, Ted?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're kind of going to a rationale before you even got a second.
You wanted me to do that?
No, I wanted you to get your motion on the table, and you have it on the table. Sorry. No, not a problem. I think Attorney McDonald has some comments.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, caution the council that the monkfish specification, the monkfish regulations, the way they're currently written, really don't call for an expectation that they're going to roll over for a fourth year in the situation that you've described. I think there was a little bit of confusion during the committee discussion about that. As they're currently written, they're expected to be a placeholder if the council has moved forward and the agency has got a proposed rule in going into place for the fishing year. And if the fishing year, the final rule couldn't be done before the beginning of the fishing year, it would be able to start the fishing year in anticipation of that final rule. So it's not really a classic rollover that or default that we're used to in other fisheries. I think there was some anticipation of possibly changing it in the flexibilities rule, but that never materialized. So that premise for the, your motion is not going to carry through.
Dead.
Well, that's disappointing, but it doesn't change my position and my desire to have a motion to substitute. The other point which I was going to make is that by doing it this way, we did have a closure.
Sorry, Ted, before you go further into the rationale, I think...
I'll second.
Okay. Second by Ms. O'Dell. Go ahead, Ted, with your rationale. Sorry, I know some of it's out there, but...
Sorry, I didn't mean to be out of order. I thought Jackie already had seconded my mistake. So I still support going for 3 years, because the other component of my rationale with the fourth year is that it puts, when this fishery closed in 2002 because it didn't have a rollover provision and we didn't have anything to go forward, everybody took a beating. NOAA looked bad, the council looked bad, and the industry paid a price. Approving 3 years, we say we're going to get back to it in 3 years anyway. So if we approve just 3 years, then everybody's on the same page. Everybody's feet is to the fire. The industry will pay a price. NOAA will look bad. The council will look bad if we don't act in 3 years, which we say we're going to do. So where's the problem? Why put the create a situation with a five-year measure that puts industry in a position to pay a very real economic price, but NOAA and the council will not suffer the consequences of that significant reduction in effort based on out years 4 and 5. So I think by going with a 3 year, we put everybody on the same page, everybody's feet are to the fire, and we're all in it together. And I think as an industry member and a longtime monk fisherman, I think that's the way to go. This fishery oftentimes does not get up to the plate and doesn't go to the dance, and I just want to make sure it does, because I don't want the industry to pay that price.
Dr. O'Keefe.
Thank you. So just clarification to the maker and the seconder. The way that this motion to substitute currently reads is that it would be setting specifications for 2026 to 2030 for northern monkfish at 6,224. And then for southern monkfish, it would be setting for 26 to 28 at 5,861. Is the intent to set 5 years for the northern monkfish and 3 years for southern?
Yeah, I'm fine with that, given that they approved that and that is status quo. If that's problematic, then I would recommend 3 years for each area.
Same. I would just note that this would potentially put the council in a position to be prioritizing monkfish multiple times as different management areas, with different timing of the actions.
So being instructed on how to move forward on these two, as this is a motion to substitute, I think we have an opportunity to perfect 8A and then also perfect 8. I will leave it up to the maker of the motion and the seconder for the motion to substitute to modify in any way they think may be appropriate, or if there's others around the table that would like to modify the motion to substitute at this time. Jeff Smith.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I don't have a perfection and a modification to the either motion. I have a question, so when it's appropriate, I'd like to ask it. But if people want to perfect the motions first, that's fine.
Well, maybe your question will help spur some perfection.
We'll see. So first, I appreciate Ted's effort to put this motion substitute up. I spent a fair bit of time talking with him about it last night and trying to understand the concerns he was trying to address, which I fully understand. As I asked him, and so maybe I'll ask to Rachel or Dr. O'Keefe, the question I have in my mind is, if we only set the specs for 3 years and we have no
new additional information or new stock assessment on the monkfish fishery, what will we do for year four? Will we follow the current SSC advice that's in place, or would we go and ask the SSC to give us new advice based on whatever information we had, or how would we set specs for year four if we only set them for three here?
Dr. O'Keefe.
Thank you. I think we would do it exactly the way we just did, that we have three-year specifications on the books. We got a data update. The SSC made a recommendation for out to 5 years. If you only set them for three, we'll have to do this process again in 3 years. And, but for in this motion, just for the southern monkfish. Okay.
Melanie?
I just wanted to suggest that I understand why Mr. Platts was suggesting potentially keeping in 2030 for northern monkfish, but if there's a concern about having just three-year specs, I think we need to be consistent. Otherwise, it's going to create a total...
That's fine.
I won't use the word cluster for our process.
I don't mind, but... I'll go back to the maker of the motion. Would you consider making the Northern ABC recommendation of only 3 years instead of the five?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would. I was holding off just because I jumped the gun twice earlier, so I figured I'd hold off. But yeah, I'm perfectly happy with making that adjustment.
And the seconder? Okay, and Ms. Braun, you have your hand up?
I do, and this question might be moot at this point, but I'm this is all a bit new with multiple years, and I'm just curious. You had said earlier that we could always adjust up or down, so why couldn't we set the northern at 5 years, knowing we would have to revisit the southern in 3 years, and if we choose to, we could set them both for 5 years at that point. We could still adjust the specs, even though they've been set for 5 years, correct?
Dr. O'Keefe?
Thank you. Yes, that's a possibility. I might just back up a little bit and remind everyone why we're having this discussion about 5 years at all, and the change in regional resource capacity, the reduction in the number of stock assessments we're going to get. The reason why we're using data updates this year is because a management track for both monkfish and skates was canceled this fall. The monkfish research track is on indefinite pause. I understand the concern about out-year uncertainty, but I think that we do collectively need to recognize the situation we're in now. We're not getting more resources to do more. We're getting potentially less and being asked to do more. And so I understand kind of the discussion here, but setting one for five and one for three would set us up into a situation where we're revisiting monkfish in the future more frequently than we have been now. We don't have the capacity to do that.
John Papalardo online.
Yeah, thank you. I'm concerned about finding a way to keep monkfish and skate management synced up so that we're not constantly playing leapfrog. So that's something I'm looking at now. And we have a skate recommendation that goes out 5 years, and I'm curious what the maker and the seconder's opinion is on skate. Do they plan to reduce that to 3 year as well?
Mr. Platt?
We certainly could. I'm less concerned with the cut in skate than I am in monkfish. I see this as the more important one because this is the fishery that is going to get clobbered in year four, and I don't want to see that happen. I could make a motion for skate to be in year three because I think it's very important that these fisheries be synced up, and that would move skate to a 3 year along with the monk on a 3 year, and they would then become synced. So I'd be perfectly fine with that as a motion.
Ms. O'Dell?
I would be fine with that as a motion, too. I mean,
the discussion we're having right now is that we don't have, we're concerned we will not have resources to do a data update for year two or for two in order to, or year three in order to change year four. But that's, you know, with the other motion that Mr. Gates moved, it's like a trust us, we will have resources to do a data update. So I think this kind of holds the feet to the fire. Again, I actually did not think that there was a problem until I listened to the SSC discussion, and I really had serious concerns about, you know, this is kind of our guinea pig in seeing how this is going to play out with specifications and going the SSC. I think it's great now we have the management flexibility to be able to do 1 to 5 years, but I don't want there to be industry instability. So I support our motion to substitute and would be supportive of a skate motion as well.
Thank you for that. I saw Scott Oshesky's hand go up. Are you all set, Scott?
I am going to hold off right now, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Mr. Pentney?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on something that Ted just said. Can you put up slide 13? Jenny, it's one of yours. And I'm just trying to understand, Ted, your position. And I understand the concern about the, you know, the recommendation from the SSC for a substantial reduction in year four just because of some concern about uncertainty. But looking at the second, you know, the slide on the right is showing recent catch performance in southern monkfish. In recent years has still been substantially below what the quotas would be in the out years, in those two out years. And there's no proposal to change the days at sea allocations or the possession limits. And so I'm just trying to understand your concern that the fishery would get clobbered given the information on this slide and the fact that no possession limits or days at sea allocations would be changing.
Ted?
Yeah, so it's a significant reduction to the monkfish, and as this spring we saw an increase in skate landings with a 500-pound limit that came into effect effectively a year late for the spring fishery. So you had that this spring, and then next year you're going to have 500-pound increase in the spring and the fall. And if you look to those really good charts that Samantha Werner put together, you can see that we're actually increasing the landings without negatively impacting the price. As I looked at those charts, I thought, well, that rather perfectly describes how you increase the landings and increase the market without eroding your price. So I compliment that the industry has done that rather well with these small incremental increases, and that's a lesson we learned the hard way quite some time ago. So if we keep catching more skate and they're more successful, then become more successful at catching monk, and if this decline, you know, we don't know exactly what's driving the bus, and I think that it can go up just as easily as it came down, and we'd be just as curious as to why. You know, we see that the scallop dredges, despite less effort, are having a higher bycatch of small monk and monkfish. Same with the I forget the other survey, but I'm not willing to bet that monkfish is going to stay in trouble for 5 years. And for people that are putting kids through school and dealing with all the other expenses that we all deal with, that's just not a threat I want to see over their heads. If things get better, I want them to be able to enjoy that. And the actions we're taking on skate are certainly movement in the right direction. That's what I'm thinking.
Thank you for that. I mean, we've had a really robust discussion. Can you bring back the motions, please? We've kind of went around. I think we've perfected the motion to substitute. Is there any objections to the motion to substitute at this time? Well, we have to perfect the other one. So now's an opportunity to look at the original main motion. Is there anyone interested in modifying, perfecting the main motion as well?
Hold on, they gotta catch up.
Yep, so now you move on to voting on the motion to substitute. But don't we have to perfect the main motion first?
Yeah, but
nobody does.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. Let's go. So, sorry, learning on the fly. So is there any consideration of perfecting the main motion here on the table in front of you? I see, Jackie, your hand is up.
My hand was up in regards to Mike's question about that slide earlier, but you shut off the discussion, so I'll put my hand back down. Thanks.
Okay, so I think we've massage these both to get where we think we need to be. So we will proceed with the motion to substitute. Is that correct term? So the motion to substitute, I would have to say this will have to be a roll call. So whenever you're ready, Dr. O'Keefe. And this is on the motion to substitute, 8A.
Please say yes, no, or abstain to the motion on the board. Mr. Gates.
I'm going to vote no. Thanks.
Ms. Braun?
No.
Ms. O'Dell?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Mr. Lucy?
Yes.
Ms. Sobel?
No.
Ms. Ware?
Yes.
Ms. Griffin?
Yes.
Mr. Olszewski?
No.
Mr. Pappalardo?
Yes.
Mr. Pierdnock?
Yes.
Mr. Pentney?
Yes.
Mr. Platts?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. D'Angelo?
Yes.
And Mr. Whelan?
Yes.
Motion passes 12-4 with no abstentions.
So the motion to substitute is now the main motion on the table. Roll call again. Just want to get it up there first. Okay, so this is the main motion. We had quite a robust discussion. We saw where the motion to substitute went. So I would just like to ask right now, is there any opposition to the main motion? From the council, Eric Hansen?
I didn't think my hand was up, sorry.
Okay, thank you. So I'm seeing no opposition to the main motion. Pass as is.
No abstentions.
No abstentions. Go ahead, Matt.
Sure. One more motion. Move that the council adopt 1, status quo effort controls, days at sea, and possession limits for the northern and southern areas, and to revisit effort controls in 2 years, in 2027, considering fishery performance. I guess. So this is not a, this is a committee motion. So rationale is that this is recommended. This recommendation is supported by the Monkfish AP and the Monkfish PDT.
Thank you for that. Discussion on the motion. Dr. O'Keefe.
Thank you. Just some clarification on revisiting effort controls in 2 years based on the motion that was just passed to set specifications for 3 years. Just want to ensure that that's what we're voting on.
Ms. Ware?
In an effort of compromise, I would move to amend to make 2, 3.
Do you want to read that into the record, Megan?
Certainly. That the council adopt 1, status quo monkfish effort controls, days at sea, and possession limits for the northern and southern areas, and 2, revisit effort controls in 3 years, in 2028, considering fishery performance.
Ms. Griffin is seconding. Discussion on the motion to amend? Oh, sorry. Rationale, Megan?
I'm just trying to sync us up with the specs we set and be as efficient as we can. Thank you.
Discussion? Matt Gates.
Fully support the motion to amend. Thanks.
Mr. Hansen?
Yeah, I support this motion as well. I think it's important to sync everything up so we can regulate these fisheries together. And the skate performance has not been near its total allowable landings, so I don't see a large impact to the skate fishery.
Seeing no more hands, is there any opposition to the motion to amend? Seeing none, this will pass by consent, and this will now become the main motion. This is now the main motion. I had some discussion here. Anything further from the committee? Any comments from the public? Seeing nothing, back to the committee. Is there any opposition to the main motion? Nope, this will pass by consent. Is there another motion there, Mr. Gates? Yep, there you go.
I just have one question. Do I need to add as modified today to that? No, we know what we're talking about. Okay. All right, so I'll move that the council approves Monkfish Framework Adjustment 17 for submission to NOAA Fisheries.
Looking for a second? Mr. Platts? rationale?
I think it just speaks for itself. I don't think we need one. Thank you.
Gotcha. Any comments for the motion on the board? From the council? From the public? Back to the council? Any opposition? Any abstention? Motion will pass with consent with one abstention. Mr. Pentney. Oh, well, that's one species down. Halfway there. I believe I'll turn to Mr. Olszewski.
I guess this is round two. Similar to Monkfish, there was motion made at the committee regarding specifications for 5 years, had significant disagreement and failed for lack of majority. So in light of this morning's discussion on regulatory flexibility, I'll be making a motion for the council to consider that's similar to Mr. Gates and is reflective, well, the first motion that failed, is reflective of the SSC and PDT recommendations, and we'll need a second.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'm gonna.
Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna read it in.
We'll read.
Move that the council recommends the following proposed action for Northeast Skate Complex specifications. One, for fishing year 2026 to 2027, OFL is unknown. ABC equals the ACL, which equals 41,282 metric tons. The federal TAL equals 20,966 metric tons. And for fishing year 2028 to 2030, OFL is unknown. The ABC equals the ACL, equaling 37,154 metric tons. The federal TAL of equaling 18,800 metric tons. I will need a second, Mr. Chair.
Looking for a second for the motion on the board.
May I ask a question before seconding or no? What's
the question about?
Is it a process question?
Is it a process question?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Just curious, is the most expedient way to proceed to let this fail for lack of a second and then have perhaps Mr. Platts make another one, or what's the best way to proceed here? I think you know where I'm going.
Dr. O'Keefe.
Thank you. I think I understand the intent around the five-year question again. I would just say that you could do skates for 5 years and prioritize it when you revisit Monkfish and keep them aligned. You could vote on this, or you don't have to.
I'll second for purpose of discussion then.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion on the board.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
I'm just going to provide a little rationale. In light of the council discussion this morning regarding flexibility and specification setting, and that a five-year period is not preferred, but with the optimism that the SSC will receive updates prior to the out years to help inform setting skate complex ABCs for fishing year 28 to 2030.
Anything to add, Toad?
Just questions. Go ahead. So no, thank you.
Okay. So back here it again. Discussion on this. I mean, I think we have some idea where this may go, so maybe we could move this along quicker. Ted Platts.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. For the sake of expedience, I would just, I guess I'll move to amend that we just make the criteria fishing years 26 through 28. And drop the part of this motion beyond the parentheses, dropping out fishing years 28 through 30. So it would be for fishing years 26 through 28, OFL equals unknown, ABC equals ACL, 41,282 metric tons, federal TAL 20,966 metric tons, period. End of motion. Is that correct?
Dr. Feeney?
Well, actually, you might need a second, but I think you're just wanting 2028. After you get a second, I'll make a comment.
Thank you for that. I think I know where you're going. Jackie, are you seconding Jackie?
I am.
Yeah, would you like me to perfect right away?
Sorry, I think where the confusion lies in is that this was 2 years for the skates, and then the third year you were still taking the hit. Is that what your intention is here?
No. Yeah.
You can't do something else with this.
Yes, Mr. Chair, because we wanted to sync it up with the 3 years. So this, we take the hit in the third year, and they're synced up, and syncing them is very important.
Okay, so I think what we need is the perfection here is that for number two, that would just be for fishing year 2028. It would not be 26 through 28.
Yes, Mr. Chair, that is correct. Sorry, I misspoke.
Is that your intention there, what you have on the board there, Ted?
Yes, Mr. Chair, that is correct. Thank you.
Are you okay with that, Ms. O'Dell?
Yes, we need to sync.
Thank you. Motion to amend. Togbrong.
Thank you. I have a question for Dr. O'Keefe, actually, just in terms of how I'm going to vote on this. Could you elaborate on what you were saying earlier about leaving it at 5 years? And it seemed like you have a strong preference for doing that. I don't know if you're allowed to express a preference, but... the reason I sort of switched my vote on the last one was that what you had said about having fewer resources and really needing to make some difficult choices, and I value your opinion and would like to hear what you have to say on this.
Dr. O'Keefe.
Thank you. My opinion doesn't really matter because I don't vote. You're the council. Just to clarify what I was trying to say is... there was a clear message for setting three-year specifications for monkfish. Skates could be set at five-year specifications, and the council could prioritize sinking them at the timing you want to do it. So, I mean, there's a motion to amend here that would line it up for 3 years with monkfish. This implies that the council will be taking action again for both monkfish and skate in 3 years to set specifications, as opposed to the approach where we could look at available information, consider an in-season adjustment for the fourth year, consider whether or not we need to do an action. This implies we will be doing actions for specifications 3 years from now for both.
Thank you. I will be voting against the amended motion.
Jackie, your hand is up. Further discussion on the motion to amend. Seeing none, roll call. I guess we'll do a roll call here. So on the motion to amend, I will kick this over to Dr. O'Keefe once you're ready.
Thank you. Please say yes, no, or abstain when I call your name. Mr. Whelan.
Yes.
Mr. D'Angelo.
Abstain.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Platts.
Yes.
Mr. Pentney.
Yes.
Mr. Pierdnock?
Yes.
Mr. Papalardo?
Yes.
Mr. Olszewski?
No.
Ms. Griffin?
Yes.
Ms. Ware?
Yes.
Ms. Obel?
Yes.
Mr. Lucy?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Ms. O'Dell?
Yes.
Ms. Braun?
No.
Mr. Gates?
Yes.
Okay. Motion fails 13 to 2 with one abstention.
No. Pass.
Oh, sorry. Passes.
Yes. So now you got her true feelings on this one. Thank you, Dr. O'Keefe. So the motion to amend now becomes the main motion. I think we've beaten this up quite a bit already, but I'll give anyone an opportunity to speak once more on this one. Okay, no comments. Go out to the public. Any comments on the main motion? Nope. Back to the council. Nope. Is there any objection to the main motion? See no objection. This will pass with consensus. I believe there is a motion that came out of the committee next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So unless there's an objection, for the sake of efficiency, the council staff combined two committee motions regarding possession limits for skate wings and skate bait into one motion for council consideration. I will note that the two motions passed at committee unanimously. Prepared to give the skate committee motion.
Go ahead.
That the council recommends the following proposed action for Northeast Skate Complex possession limits. One, an increase in skate wing possession limits for trips fishing on days at sea by 500 pounds for each season to 4,500 pounds for season one and 6,500 pounds for season two wing weight. Second, an increase in the skate bait possession limit by 5,000 pounds to 30,000 pounds whole weight for all three bait seasons and to revisit possession limits in 2 years in 2027, considering fishery performance. This motion passed by unanimous consent.
Hold on one moment. I think what you read is not what we have on the board, so I just want to clarify with staff. You wanted to keep them. 5,000. You do want to keep.
What did I say?
Okay. So, little faux pas there. Where our original intention was actually we thought we were going to roll these back up, but I think we will do these separately, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay. Mr. Sheffield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The committee recommends to the council an increase in the bait possession limit by 5,000 pounds to 30,000 pounds whole weight and to revisit possession limits in 2 years in 2027, considering fishery performance.
No, we really need to.
We're doing the wing one first. Still not on the right
wing. Sorry.
But hold on a second, because this is actually now the one that was put together. Hold on a moment, please.
Day one, Mitch. Day one. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I don't envy them right now. But...
continue to stand by. So I believe we have the correct motion on the board now. So, Mr. Olszewski, one more time.
I would say I think so, yes. Thank you. That the council adopt an increase in wing days at sea possession limits by 500 pounds for each season to 4,500 pounds in season one and to 6,500 pounds in season two wing weight, and to revisit the possession limit in 2 years, 2027, considering fishery performance.
Go ahead with the rationale.
This motion is consistent with the SKATE AP consensus statement. There has been some concern about recent price softening of wing landings and increased possession limits, so the committee supports a moderate increase currently. The committee wants to avoid a large jump in landings to not crash the fishery. This gives an opportunity for processors to expand the market without needing to waste fish due to flooding the market.
Thank you, Mr. Olszewski. Discussion, Melanie?
I would like to offer a motion to amend just that last part in part two, consistent with what we've been doing to sync up, so that it would be revisited in 3 years, 2028. No, can we do it as a friendly? I don't know. It's a committee motion. I don't think so.
Thank you, Ms. Griffin. Is there a second to the motion to amend? Ms. Ware, are you seconding? I see a nod of the head. Can you give your rationale again, Melanie?
This is just consistent with our overall conversation about keeping monkfish and skate synced up, and with our previous motion to reconsider monkfish in 3 years.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything further, Megan?
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly say, you know, I acknowledge there's a change in the specs in that third year, but I believe both are higher than what we currently have, so that gives me comfort with this change for those 3 years.
Thank you for that. Mr. Pentney?
Thanks. Yeah, I was actually going to speak in support of the main motion, noting that the 2 years, I think in this case, for skates and skate wings makes sense for two reasons. One, and Megan just touched on it, which is that there would be a reduction in the TAL in year three, and it gives us a chance to look to see whether the performance of the fishery in the first 2 years would have an impact on that. But also in the management flexibility action, the council adopted the ability for us to do an in-season action to change the possession limit. And so I think this might be a nice opportunity in year two to see how the skate fishery is performing and the wing fishery is performing in response to these increases in the possession limit and the increased TAL, and see if we need to make an adjustment in the possession limit for year three, when the reduced TAL goes into effect. And I don't think it will be a complicated exercise for the council to do a quick review and then recommend to the agency, if so warranted, to make a change to a possession limit.
Thank you for that, Mr. Pendy. Further discussion on the motion to amend from the council? Anyone from the audience would like to comment on the motion to amend? Back to the council. Is there any opposition to the motion to amend? Mr. Pendy, are you abstaining or opposition? Oh, okay. I get you. We'll do a roll call on this. On the motion to amend.
Please say yes, no, or abstain when I call your name. Mr. Gates.
Yes.
Ms. Braun?
Yes.
Ms. Odell?
No.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Mr. Lucy?
Yes.
Isabel?
Yes.
Ms. Ware?
Yes.
Ms. Griffin?
Yes.
Mr. Olszewski?
Yes.
Mr. Pappalardo?
Yes.
Mr. Pierdnock?
Yes.
Mr. Pentney?
Nope.
Mr. Platts?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. D'Angelo?
Yes.
Mr. Whelan?
Yes.
Motion carries 14 to 2 with no abstentions.
Okay, so the motion to amend is now our main motion. I think we've went around on this a couple times now. So we are voting on, just so everyone understands, the main motion as the 500-pound trip limit increase in Season 1, Season 2, and that we will be revisiting the possession limits in Year 3, as in 2028. So on the motion, the main motion, is there any discussion on the main motion? From the count to the council. To the audience. Back to the council. Is there opposition to the main motion? Seeing no motion, seeing no opposition, this motion will pass by consensus. Back to Mr. Olszewski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On behalf of the committee, that the council adopt an increase in the bait possession limit by 5,000 pounds to 30,000 pounds whole weight and to revisit possession limits in 2 years in 2027, considering fishery performance.
Rationale?
This motion is consistent with the SCATE AP consensus statement. The SCATE fishery has been well managed and has not had overages. This increase would help improve the profitability of the fishery and would help mitigate the increase steam time around the wind farm areas of southern New England.
Thank you for that. I assume we may be going through the same process again here. Comments on the motion in front of you. Mr. Pentney.
Thanks. As people may recall, you know, realize from my earlier conversation and question to staff, I think there's some concern, or there should be some concern here with increasing the bait possession limit by 5,000 pounds. Given the status of Little Skate, which is much more precarious than Winter Skate. And, you know, the TAL has not been constraining on the bait fishery the last, you know, 5-7 years. But I think that increasing the possession limit could allow the utilization rates to increase. And if that happens, that could really put undue pressure on Little Skates. I think there's a way to, you know, allow the TAL to increase as has already been acted on, but maybe take a look at this in a couple of years and see how Little Skates are doing. And if they're continuing to either be very low or decline, you know, we might be in a position of needing to develop a rebuilding plan, and I don't want us to have to go there. So I would encourage the council to keep the possession limit the same for the bait fishery.
Thank you for that. Further discussion on the motion. Sorry. Seeing no discussion at the table here. Anyone in the audience? Back to the council. As I expect, Mr. Pentney will be saying no on this. We will do a roll call.
Please say yes, no, abstain when I call your name. Mr. Whelan?
No.
Mr. D'Angelo? Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Platts?
Yes.
Mr. Pentney?
No.
Mr. Pierdnock?
Yes.
Mr. Pappalardo?
Yes.
Mr. Olszewski?
Yes.
Ms. Griffin?
Yes.
Ms. Ware?
No.
Ms. Obell?
No.
Mr. Lucy?
No.
Mr. Hansen?
No.
Ms. Odell?
Yes.
Ms. Braun?
Yes.
Mr. Gates?
No.
Motion passes 8-7 with one abstention.
Okay. So I will be looking for a motion. If there's no more motions related to skates, I think we need to get this to the Fishery Service. So I'll look to you, Mr. Oshefsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Move that the council approve the state skate specifications for fishing year 2026 to 2030. That's now. For submission to NOAA Fisheries.
I assume you want 26 to 28?
2026 to 2028.
Thank you. This motion will need a second. Matt Gates. Any rationale?
I don't believe it needs any rationale, Mr. Chair.
Okay, I get you. Discussion on the motion. Mr. Smith.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chair. I will be supporting the motion, but just one question before procedurally. So with like the three or four motions prior to this, we switched the date so that we had everything happening in 2028 on a three-year cycle. On the previous motion, we kept the increase in the trip limit at 2 years. And I just wanted to make sure before we submit this that we want to do that one thing for on a 2-year cycle and all the others on a 3-year cycle.
Well, unfortunately, that's the motion that passed. And I think I know what you're referring to. So I think what the issue at hand here is not everyone's following is the one that we just passed on the increase in the skate possession in the bait fishery. Yeah, there you go. We adjusted that for the wing fishery, but we did not adjust that in the motion for the bait fishery. So if folks want to address that, I think we need to put a pause, put a pause on the main motion to move this to NOAA, come back and readdress this motion. Is that the correct procedure? We will need to move to postpone the motion that is currently in front of us right now.
Until after you resolve this. Yeah, yeah.
Is it someone on the prevailing side of that motion?
Has to make a motion to reconsider. That's right.
Is anyone making a motion to postpone? Sorry, Ms. Ware?
I would move to postpone the previous motion or the current motion until we resolve the previous motion.
Second. Mr. Lucy. Don't think we need any discussion on that. So we need someone who was on the winning side to go back and readdress the issue that we just noted, that Mr. Smith noted. Togue, were you on the winning side there?
Yes, and I would like to move that we reconsider that motion.
We will need a second, I believe. Okay, we need a second for the reconsideration. Mr. Smith. I I don't think we need to have much discussion. Is there any objection to the reconsideration at this point? Seeing none. So the motion to reconsider passes. I assume I will need a motion to amend from someone. Is that you, Togue, again?
Sure. I'd like to move to amend two years to 3 years and 2027 to 2028.
While that gets up here, I will need a second for this. Ms. Ware? A brief rationale, if necessary.
Just in keeping consistency to 3 years, as we have done with all the previous motions concerning Monkfish and Skates.
Thank you for that. Any discussion here? Mr. Lucy.
Just given the flexibility we've allotted ourselves, I think, you know, syncing everything up to 3 years makes perfect sense. And if we do see problems that have been highlighted before, we have the capability to deal with them as they come up.
Thank you for that. Any other discussion from the council? The public. Back to the council. Is there any objection to the motion to amend? Consensus says yes. Moving on. Okay, so we have a new main motion here. Not yet. So this is now the main motion as amended. Is there any discussion on this one?
The main motion as amended is Scott's one to forward.
Yeah, you just need to copy and paste to put.
Just get rid of. Just need to take a vote. She's got it to like basically Scott's take the number vote on it.
Okay.
It's all there.
Okay. Any opposition to the main motion now? Oh. The main motion here, council adopt.
It's the forward.
She's just waiting to.
Is there any opposition to this motion on the board? Seeing none. Anyone from the public? Seeing none. The motion carries consensus. So do we have to bring this back? So this apparently automatically comes back. Mr. Fchesky moved, and this was on behalf of the committee. No, this is on behalf of you. I don't think we got a second on this one, so we're looking for a second on what we just did. Thank you. Discussion on the main motion in front of us now. Seeing none. Public? Seeing none. Back to the council. Seeing none. Is there any opposition to this motion? Any abstentions? This motion will pass with consensus with one abstention by Mr. Pentney. Mr. Gates, Mr. Olszewski, are we all set? Is there anything else?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, other than thanks to the joint PDT for a lot of hard work that they did this summer, and the AP committee and the council, sorry for the confusion, just thanks to the council staff as well. Thank you.
Mr. Gates?
Yeah, the PDTs combined, I think they met like 4 or 5 times over the summer. So I'd just like to thank them for their hard work and staff for their hard work on this too. And just want to get the nod from you guys. We didn't have anything else to cover today. Perfect. Thank you. We're all set.
Thank you. And once all, thank you, Dr. Feeney and Ms. Couture for this. I think we're done for the day. Thank you all. We will be adjourning for now. I don't know if it's raining yet, but apparently our social hour will be on the roof as expected. And I guess we'll see you all there. Thank you.